Now I'm starting off with a C power chord. And for this, my first finger is holding down the 5th string 3rd fret. My 3rd finger is holding down the 4th and 3rd strings 5th fret. So I'm kind of bending that 3rd finger backwards so I can hit 2 strings with 1 finger. We hit this twice, then we run up the neck for this. This is the 3rd finger flattening out still on the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings, but 10th fret. That gives me an F chord. Sometimes you'll hear 3 strings, sometimes you only hear 2. Also, later on when he gets into the verse, he does this lick a little differently than this. But we'll start off here. From there we go to this. Now all I did there was I put the 3rd finger on the 4th string 10th fret, which is where it already is, but it's standing up now. And then my 2nd finger is on the 3rd string 9th fret. And then my 1st finger is on the 2nd string 8th fret. So this is a basic F shape, but I really only need to hear the 4th, 3rd, and 2nd strings, so don't worry about barring it. So we start off with this flattened bar, which is an F chord. Then we go to this F shape, which is actually a C chord up here. Then flatten out again, stand it up. So from the beginning of this intro, we have this. C down in the 3rd fret, 2 times, slide up the neck, F, C, F, C. Then we do all that again, a total of 4 times. From here, we go into the first chorus. So let's see what it is that we do there.